And when you begin to behave that way, life begins to make sense to you more and more. And everything around you begin to align itself more and more. And you begin to see things clearly, slowly, and understanding how things are supposed to be. And the way you will learn is very subtle. The thing is, you have to humble yourself. You have to resolve to do it, to stand up for yourself. Wake yourself up and make an effort to make it happen. You have to use your mind, wake the mind to work. You have to relate with the kinds of people that will help you achieve or get that kind of mindset. You will not sell yourself for money. You will not look for people who are telling you all these stories about cults, churches, and no, you will not do that. You'll be looking at reality squarely and how you can use it to resolve the problems you have around you. You will not be dealing with all these social things that they use to confuse us. Okay, if you don't go to this church, you will not go to heaven. If you don't pray this way, you will not go to heaven. If you don't talk about Jesus, then it's finished. That is all lies. So don't believe in them. They don't. They are all lies. They confuse you. What doesn't confuse you is understanding yourself. Understanding your body, your mind, your spirit, what it is. Those places are just, they are singing songs copied from the Bible that they don't know. They don't know what it is, the Quran and all of that. And it's just what is causing us problems. You rely on it, it doesn't make sense. Your tradition, your customs, your way of life has all of that included inside. When you look that very closely, it's from there they took all of that and build the Bibles and all those books you see. But unless you take time to begin to piece it together, you will continue to follow and they will lead you to strange lands, to Maryland. They will lead you to just keep taking you far away from yourself because they know that is what you like, where you want to go. They take you there. That's how we came here. You think all of us who are here, we dream to come to America, okay? Don't you think? We dreamed. All of us dream to come here, and we come here. You guys are dreaming to come here, and you are hurting. And it's that dream that brought us here. We want to come back home. I don't want to die here. You need to understand that. And know that when you begin to look further away, then you are costing yourself a lot of problems. You have to be where you are. Look very close. Everything is around. Just use your mind, your body, and your spirit. And you can generate a lot of power with what you have around you and defend yourself and your family and neighbors. And the next neighbor will do the same thing. The other one will do the same thing before you discover the entire country is locked in. Locked in. And before you discover, start purging whatever that is inside that is giving you trouble. You say, okay, you are a bad seed. You are gone. Get out. Get out. Get out slowly and gently so that we don't swell our hands and push them out. Cause freedom. Get peace. And make sure that peace is well established, strong in our lives again. In our children. In our children's children, children. So they never have to go through what we are going through again. We stop it. We put a full stop to it so that it doesn't cross our generation. It will stop with our generation. And we will always be remembered because we stopped what our fathers could not stop. We stopped what our grandparents could not stop. We stopped it. And we reorganize ourselves and we enjoy it. And make sure we pay for our sweat. And enjoy it well. We know how a black man knows how to enjoy himself. We will create refund ever and ever and ever with our people. Protect our borders, protect, surround everywhere and protect it and make sure nobody mess with us again. That is the only way we can survive these people. these people, this is the only way we can survive. All these people killing us, and they will never kill us again. They will not let them ever mess with us anymore. We will train ourselves, our children, our grandchildren, our neighbors, our cousins in a way that they will never, ever try again.